share a seat with somebody. Squeeze over next to, scoot down this way. All right, Jeremy's going to pull a couple other chairs in here. You can sit on the floor too. That's fine. I promise not to talk too long. Oh, come on now. There's plenty. How are you? Who are you cheering for today? Seahawks? Just checking. Hey, so I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions. I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to explain the story. And then we're going to go back down to sit with our parents. And what we'll do is after this, I'll hand these out to you and one piece of candy if you want. Okay? And then after the service, if you fill out any of like the bulletin and you want more, you can come back up for 10 pieces. That's right. Sawyer's eyes just got big. 10 pieces. All right, so a couple quick questions. We're going to make them real easy. We celebrated a holiday this last week. What holiday was it? Go ahead and shout it out if you know it.
Christmas.
Well done. Well done. Did you do anything special this past week? Nice. Went and visited Grandma and Grandpa. That's awesome. Did you do anything special? Mom took you to a Christmas party. Very good. Yeah, you can point at her. Everybody knows that's my mom right there. What'd you do special?
Me?
Yeah, you. Your hand's up.
We stayed home.
You stayed home. Sometimes that is the best thing you can do. Tessa? Hung out, had popcorn, opened gifts. Okay, one more. You opened gifts together. Well, that kind of leads to my next question. Did you get any presents?
Yeah.
Awesome. You got one or two? You know, back when I was a kid, when I was your guys' age, before we opened gifts as a family, my dad would always ask a question. He would always say, why do we give gifts at Christmas? Maybe some of you guys have that same tradition. Maybe your parents ask that same question. No? If you're a guest with us, that is the child of our worship pastor. My dad would always say, why do we give gifts at Christmas? And we learned pretty quick that the answer, well, it was because the wise men did it. And each year we would answer that, and my dad would then read the story. So I want to read it to you, but I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to ask a few questions after also. Okay, the story is found in Matthew chapter 2. It says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men came from eastern lands. Remember that. And they arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have seen his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. The King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law, and he asked, where is this Messiah that is supposed to be born? Well, in Bethlehem, in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with these wise men, and he learned from them when the star first appeared, and he told them, go to Bethlehem, search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him also. Well, after this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, so that for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Okay, a couple of quick questions for you. Where did these three or four or however many wise men come from? What direction did they come from? From the opposite of that. See? They came from Eastern University, right? Right. That's they came from the East. They were Eastern Eagles. Yeah. How did they get to Bethlehem? What did they follow? You're good. A star. I thought they followed their mom's GPS. No? A star. Okay. And when they got there, they opened up their trunk and gave Jesus three different gifts. What were they? Just name one. No, not humans. Good guess, though. One of the three. Myrrh. Okay. Another one of the three. Frankincense. And the third of the three? You were going to say frankincense. Okay. Tame. Gold. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Did any of you guys get those gifts a couple days ago? No. No? Maybe some of your parents maybe got one of them, but I doubt they got the other two. Okay? They got myrrh, just saying. Okay? Hey, so a lot of your parents might know why the wise men gave these gifts to Jesus, but I want to explain why he gave these gifts, and then a little while later, we're going to talk about the gifts we got. So we're going to talk about all three gifts. First, gold, and you can see a picture of that up on the screen. I think that's what gold looks like, right? Yeah, it's kind of blurry. I must have chose that when I didn't have my glasses on. But gold, why do you think they gave Jesus gold? Any ideas? Ooh, because he was a king. That's a good idea. You might, like, make this really short. What was the other idea?
I was going to say what she said.
Because
gold is a gift fit for a king.
Okay, gold is a gift fit for a king. Great answer. So, yeah, they probably gave him that because gold is a gift fit for a king. And Jesus would later be called the King of the Jews and King of our hearts. What? Why else maybe gold? He's the Messiah. Okay? So I'm going to come back to that. Some people think they gave him gold because, you got another idea?
Because he's the Son of God and God is everything.
Oh, wow. Good. We're going to come back to that one, too. Okay? So some people think they gave him gold because his family was about to go on a trip from Bethlehem to Egypt. You might have heard that at the end of the story. And gold buys a lot of gas and it buys a lot of snacks at 7-Eleven. And Mary and Joseph probably would have needed to stop at 7-Eleven to get gas for the donkey and snacks for the baby Jesus. Okay? But the third reason probably is more what you guys had said. It's got, gold also has this godlike, it's a godlike gift. It's kind of a divine gift. And in the Old Testament, when God met with his people, he met in the tent of meeting, the temple, on a specific box called the Ark of the Covenant. Can anybody guess what the Ark of the Covenant was covered with?
Gold.
Good guess. Very good. You see that in Exodus 25, verse 10, it says, have the people make an ark of acacia wood, a sacred chest, overlay it inside and out with pure gold. And make sure the lid also is covered in pure gold. That's a picture of what some people think the lid may have looked like. Now, people say that God would come and sit on that lid and meet with his people. So, in a sense, when the wise men gave Jesus gold, they were saying, hey, you are a king, and you're also God with us. Which is pretty cool for that type of gift. Okay, second gift. We got gold, and the second gift they gave him was Frankenstein, right? I thought it was Frankenstein. That's... Oh, frankincense. That makes a lot more sense.
I get it.
Yeah, thanks. But you can sit with me anytime you want. Yeah, frankincense. Who knows what frankincense is? Do you know what it is? Does it look a little bit like this, maybe? What's the next one? So frankincense is this, it's like a resin or a gum that's also can be a liquid, and it is found in trees. You actually put a little slice in the tree in the bark, and it starts kind of oozing out and dripping out. Frankincense in Jesus' day was used to burn incense. It was mixed with different spices, and that was a scent that was pleasing to God. Listen to what they said also in Exodus chapter 30. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, gather fragrant spices, resin, moloch shell, galbanum, and mix these fragrant spices with pure frankincense." So it's as if the wise men were saying, hey, this little baby is going to be a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God. And later on, he would become a sacrifice. Okay? You got it. You got it figured out. Okay, so far, two gifts that we've talked about. The first one was
gold.
The second one was frankincense, right? And the third one that they gave him was myrrh. All right. Again, that makes a lot more sense because I was picturing them sitting there shivering, giving him the gift of shivers. Myrrh. Okay? Where do you think they got myrrh from? Say it. Who said it? Did you say it? Trees. Yeah, the same similar place that they got frankincense from tree bark. Now, myrrh was something they used in embalming. So when people died, they'd put myrrh all over somebody's body. And it was also something that they would mix with different drinks, like wine, to kind of be like a painkiller, a stupefying potion, or you know something that would help numb the pain. Jesus was offered this in Mark chapter 15 when he was on the cross. It said they offered him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. So by offering Jesus myrrh, it's as if the wise men were saying, hey, not only are you going to be a sacrifice, but life is going to be hard. It's going to be bitter. I mean, that just doesn't make much sense, does it? Tessa, can I touch you on the cheek? Can I just, right here, okay? It's as if the wise men were saying, hey, aren't you a cute, handsome boy? Your life is going to suffer. Coochie, coochie, coo. Here's some myrrh. I don't think Jesus would have got it at that point, but people looking back, we get it. We get it. We understand why Jesus may have gotten those gifts. Now, did the gifts you guys have, the gifts you opened 2 or 4 days ago, did they have that much symbolism and significance? Probably not. But you probably still really liked them. Yeah, definitely. So in just a couple minutes, we're going to talk about other gifts God may have given us. Maybe not gifts that we opened with boxes and ribbons and bows, but other gifts that God may have given you over the last year that you can look back and remember what they were. So not quite yet, okay? Let me give you an example. When I say that God gave us gifts, a lot of people think the gift of salvation. And that's true, very true. It says in Ephesians 2:8 that for this grace-filled gift is a gift of God. It's not something we have earned. But that's not what we're talking about. People may also think the gifts of spiritual gifts, and you can see those in Romans 12 or 1 Peter 4, where God gives people unique abilities to do certain things, and they are gifts to the church for the church. But what we're going to talk about are different things that we can look back on in the past year and say, wow, I may not have understood it then, but this was a gift from God. Some of you who were here this past year know that I had a lot of health issues. Sawyer, where are you? Did you go back to sit with somebody else? Oh, you're right there. Thank you. I had some surgeries, and at one point you came up and you said, how was your surgery? I was praying for you. And a lot of people were praying for me over this course of this past year. And while I was in the middle of it, I didn't see any sort of good that was coming out of it. But now, 8 months later, I can look back and realize, in a sense, God gave me a gift through that. Because he reminded me that my body was made by him and could be healed by him. I mean, when the doctors realized what had happened, they're like, wow, we don't understand how that happened. But it was a gift for me to know that God is powerful enough to be in charge of my body and to heal my body. So in 2019, I'll look back and I'll be able to say, that was a gift God gave me. Okay? I'm thinking this past year, 2019, that we just finished. So we're actually going to talk about those gifts. We've got a good amount of people here, so we're hoping that maybe some of you kids will share some of your gifts, some of the adults will share some gifts, but we're going to sing a couple of songs before that, and we'll let you guys go back to your parents and sit with them. I'm going to pray, and then while Tim and Jeremy, lead us in song. You guys can come up and get your piece of candy after I pray. Let me pray first. Lord Jesus, thank you for the reminder of gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and for the reminder of the gifts that you have given us this past year. I pray that as we continue to sing and as we reflect back, as we think, that you would make us thankful for what you have given us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.